Solange has this one song that I really like from her latest album called Things I Imagined. It's a very short song. When I first heard the song, I felt understood. My interpretation of the song is that feeling you get when you finally see a concept or something you imagined come to life by way of your creation. It's like birthing a baby after months of morning sickness, growth, uncomfortability, and false contractions. To me, the very essence of creativity is seeing with your eyes the things that you imagined in your mind. For a little while now, I've been having this insatiable desire to create outside of what I'm used to. I have this hunger to learn new forms of creativity. I have been diligent in learning the skills necessary to make what I see in my mind and dreams come to life. I have this crazy belief that I think in pictures and not words. So it was really important that I found various ways to express myself. I would begin to dabble in art therapy. Anyway, I was fascinated and inspired by some of the creatives I personally knew or admired from afar. Graphic design, photography, videography, drawing, painting, sketching, music, etc. But I was tired of just admiring and wanted someone else besides me and God to see what was in my mind. So I started trying my hand at a number of things and learned how to use specific equipment and navigate my way through certain software programs and whatnot. I was and still am having fun doing it. I applauded the work of other creatives. I would follow influential creatives on social media to find inspiration. I was motivated by the freedom of expression in their artwork, and I wanted to be just like that. Offline, I would gravitate towards the creatives around me, you know, just desiring to learn what they knew. I wanted to tap in deeper into the gift that I knew that God gave me. And for me, being around people that possess those same skills was a way to do it. I would soak up as much information and tips from them as possible. I knew people who were where I wanted to be, and so I would watch them carefully to see how they did it. I would do as they do and do as they say. And I was doing the right thing, or so I thought. Without me knowing, admiration and inspiration quickly turned into comparison. I found myself comparing my creativity to theirs, and not from a jealous standpoint, but from a self-deprecating viewpoint. I would create something and think, dang, this isn't as good as so-and-so's work. They would have done this a lot better, forgetting that I was still learning. I would begin to despise my work and would subconsciously begin to create as they created and would mimic their styles and mimic their ideation process. I sought validation on my ideas and my work, and what sucks is that I didn't realize I was doing it. And it bruised my confidence, which in turn made my work less effective. I was not as productive and aggressive in reaching new levels in my creativity and skills as I was before. The excitement that I once had to create left with the confidence I had in myself. And this was a new feeling for me because if you would have told me years ago that I was comparing myself to someone else, I would have called you a liar. Me? Nadine? The same person who is low-key narcissistic? The same person who hates being copied and hate copying others? There's only one me. Why would I ever compare myself to another? But this is, unfortunately, the culture we live in. Social media has created a space for us to compare our real lives to the highlight reel of other lives. Recent research has not only found that social media correlates to mental health issues, but it actually causes disorders such as depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, loneliness, and suicide. This is a result of social comparison. What's happening is that we're comparing the imperfection in our lives, the troubles, the sleepless nights, the family and job issues, the sickness, the financial losses, the relationship troubles. We're comparing all of that imperfection to the perfect portrait that other people decide to paint for us. Comparison makes us wish we could do what others are doing. It makes us envy the lives of other people. It makes us detest every good thing we have going on. Comparing yourself and your life to other people is unproductive. It is actually destructive. Comparison makes you unhappy. It is the thief of joy, and it kills. And if you find yourself comparing your life, your work, yourself to other people, stop it. I know it's easier said than done. So the next few minutes, I want to share with you ways you can overcome this epidemic known as comparison. Number one, embrace yourself. If I had a dollar for every time someone called me weird, an anomaly, or different, I'd be freaking filthy rich. I used to hate it so much because I saw it as an insult. But honestly, the more I lived, the more I realized that normal is boring. And those same people who would call me those things lived boring lives. I don't know what snapped, but at some point, I began to embrace what made me different. Let's take productivity, for example. This topic used to be a guilty pleasure of mine. It's still a pleasure, but I no longer feel guilty about it. I didn't know that productivity could be an interest. I knew cars, food, fashion, music, bicycling, whatever, were things that people took interest in. Not productivity. But then I came to terms with myself and I made it work for me. And now you're listening to a podcast on productivity. Hey, I also subscribe to minimalism and I like vintage things. And I like chill pop, dream pop, early jazz, classical, and symphonic music. I like to listen to film scores, and my favorite color is, get this, black and white stripes. You heard that right. And yes, I am a young black millennial. My taste is different, I know. None of this may make sense to you, but this is me, unapologetically. I have my own voice, my own thoughts and opinions, my own style, and my own taste. I don't want to be nobody else. One of the things that I implemented a while ago was turning off Instagram push notifications for likes. I don't see when people like my content. I don't care whether you like a picture of me or a picture of an experience I had. I also don't need to know how many people liked it in total. I do not know you and you don't know me. And if you knew me, I can guarantee that you don't know me now. So why do I care what you think of me? I see what social media does to people, and I've seen social media have people second guess themselves. Do you know that out of 7 billion people on this earth, there is only one you? You're one in 7 billion. If that's not unique, I don't know what is. Nobody can be you, and therefore you can't be anyone else. You have to be able to know who you are and live your life without caring for the opinions of others. Post like no one's watching, dance like no one's watching, laugh like no one's watching, work like you are trying to impress yourself and yourself only. Set an expectation and a standard for yourself and include no one's opinions. There's so much freedom in that. Don't seek validation from people who don't know you. But the reason why we seek validation from others is because we don't know ourselves enough. We are looking for someone else to tell us who we are and if we're good enough. Fudge that. Who are you? What do you like? What sets you apart? You were created with so much intentionality. Don't waste that comparing yourself to other people. You are a unique individual. Once you know who you are and what you bring to the table, it will show in your work and you will learn to seek less validation from other people. Number two, watch what you watch. Now, don't get me wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with looking up to your favorites and drawing inspiration from them or their work. There's nothing wrong with seeking certain trustworthy opinions. But like with anything, there should be a limit. Social media is a great place to pull inspiration from. It's a great place to connect and stay connected with people. And it's really great at getting information sent from one side of the world to the other. Without social media, I wouldn't get to work at a job that I love. I love social media, but I hate her so much. Our timelines are filled with unrealistic standards of beauty, loud and wrong opinions of every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and people who shamelessly try to make their lives seem like something it's not. Take a good assessment of yourself. Do you feel better or worse when you get off of Instagram? Do you find yourself reevaluating your life and your relationships? Do you feel jealousy, envy, bitterness? Do you feel sorry for yourself? If so, you might want to log off. Your eyes are the gateway to your soul. What you let in, whether real or fake, ultimately sways your emotions and affects your mental state. For this reason, I don't scroll through or thumb through my feeds. I give it 5 or 10 minutes, and 5 minutes of that is admiring my own feed and looking at my own memories. I miss baby and wedding announcements and funny memes and videos, and I'm okay with that. If you let it, your timeline will have you doubting yourself and whether your life has any meaning. Which brings me to my next point. Number 3, have gratitude. Would you share with the world every minute of a job you hate? Or that you just lost the job you loved? Would you post a pic of the divorce papers you just signed? Or how you're feeling super lonely because you haven't had a date in so long? No? Well, most people wouldn't. Nobody truly wants to go on social media to post about their troubles. I mean, there are exceptions, but for the most part, people really don't want to do that. Now, people want to post about their happy times, their weddings, their children, their vacations, their night out on the town, a beautiful meal they just made, and their seemingly lavish lifestyles. Sometimes people create moments just so that they can post about it. And guess what? You got that desire too. You would rather post the good times. But don't you go through bad times? Don't you have issues? So what makes you think that these same people that you compare yourself to don't have issues either? The grass always seems greener on the other side. So how dare you feel sorry for yourself? You'd be surprised to learn that your favorite influencer isn't living the life that they portray. Or they may not be as happy as they post. So be grateful for your lawn, with the weeds and all. Count the good things in your life. That energy that you use to feel sorry for yourself, redirect it somewhere else. Work on making your life better and get in the habit of expressing gratitude for the things that you have in your life. Gratitude and contentment go hand in hand. The more you count the good things in your life, rather than comparing them to someone else's seemingly perfect life, the more content you will be. Don't compare your life to the made-up lives of other people. And if we can be honest, the fact that you are breathing, have food in the fridge, know people who love you, have somewhere to rest your head, is more than enough reason to be grateful. Gratitude changes your heart and your perception on what is good in life. So stop comparing yourself to others. Embrace who you are. Be mindful of what you watch and always have gratitude. Thanks for listening. Until next time.